about that.
It really does enhance it. I mean, it's already good because I love tomato soup. That's one of my favorites. But we found that you could put one of those little cans of V8 juice in it, and man, it just sets it off. Over.
Like I said, if you probably make some more this year. Tomatoes are starting to come in now, so it won't be long, and I'll get her to make me some.
Roger that. Well, let me know what you think about it when you try it. And, well, Gary, I'll go ahead and back out here, brother. You might get you some more check-ins there. You take it easy and tell Mr. Joy hello, and we'll be talking to you again a little bit further down the line. And I will get back in touch with Walt, and just to let you know, I'm using that power supply with his radio right now. I went out there and got it, brought it in here, and hooked it up. I wanted to check it out, and it's working fine there.
I don't reckon, Dan, so it's doing its thing like it's supposed to. But appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit this evening. Enjoyed it, as always. Don't you work too hard, and tell Miss Joan we said hello, and I'll be getting back in touch with you about that peanut butter pie and recipe and the apple butter. I'll get back to you. I'll holler at you on the twisted pear one of these days about that.
Sounds good, Gary. Anytime, brother, just give me a call. I appreciate it. You take care. 7-3s to you and everyone on the net. This is WP4FEE, Clear.
Okay, y'all have a good evening. What's left of it, tell Joan we said hello, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Echo Hotel. Over.
I would like to say good evening to KO4EEH. Can I get your name and location?
This is Barry over in Central, Gary. Thank you so much. Negative and negative, though.
Got you from down there in Central. Appreciate you coming in and checking in with us tonight. Come back as often as you can. I got a different net controller each night, and of course you probably know that because you've checked in with me before. But anyway, come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. Let's see who's next up on the Rag Chew list. That'd be Mr. Ray, K4SUG, up there at Traveler's Rest. Brother Ray, what have you and Miss Edie been up to today?
Well, good evening, Gary. Been up to no good, mostly. I got my spray tank out. I wanted to spray the tomatoes with the stuff to make them do a little better. And I found out I had a little problem with the tanks, and been working on it. I think I've about got everything worked out, though. Got it all cleaned up good. Looks like it's going to do its job. Hadn't got much of anything else going on. Everything's been peaceful. We got a good rain last night, and the garden is doing reasonably well. Got a whole bunch of bell peppers and about, a little over a quarter bushel of green beans today. And cucumber or two, and just a few more odds and ends. So it's not doing as good as it has been in the past, but it's doing, and we're getting something to eat off of it, and that's the important part. Don't have much of anything else going on, Gary. Trying to stay peaceful, Laura.
You're doing real well, Ray. I'm glad that your bell peppers are doing good, and they weren't all banana peppers this year. I tell you what, you had a hard time with peppers last year, but I'm glad everything seems to be going your way for a change. I tell you, this pandemic stuff, it's got me so mad. I don't know if I'm coming, going, or done being, but I've decided I'm just going to put my mask on if I have to, and kind of abide by what they say. But I'm tired of staying at home by myself all the time, me and Joy. I think I'm going to get in the car and start visiting just a little bit. Not much, but a little bit.
Well, I'm hoping this stuff will run its path and fade away for a while. It's not going away, Gary, but hopefully it'll fade out to where it'll be controllable, and we got to get people back to work. That's for one thing for sure. Anyhow, with the television news and all the other news and the email news and all that to beat that subject to death, so I ain't got nothing else to say to it, Lord.
I'm about fed up with it.
You and a lot of other people.
Be in the world, but, well, it's, you know, I think it'll run its course just like the N1H1 flu. It ain't gone yet either. It's still around. But they don't publicize it like they did. So if it's not this, it'll be something else. And I don't know. we'll deal with it as it comes.
That's about the only way I know to handle it, Gary. Take it as it comes, dude. Make the best of it. Stay out of trouble if you can.
Making the best of a bad situation.
You got that right. I got another fence, a gate opener I got to work on. That's on the lower gate down here at the creek. I got to get down there next day or two and see if I can get that thing operational again. I've been pretty fortunate with my gate openers. You got three gates, and you got electric openers on all of them, and they work most of the time. I have had a little bit of problem in there. They do a rundown or something happens. Usually it's some simple something. It's no big trouble to fix. Sometimes it can make you pull your hair out, but I got plenty of hair open.
I tell people all the time, you know, I got plenty of hair if it don't fall out. It is falling out pretty good, but at least my head ain't slick yet.
Well, hang in there. You'd be surprised. You might have hair you didn't know you was in there.
My granddad, he was 93 when he passed. And he had as much hair or more than I got now, so I ain't worried about it too much.
I turned 97 this last month, and the barber was complaining about my hair being too long the last time I went over there.
So, you want to, you just do it what you're supposed to do. Your hair's the way it's supposed to be, and if they don't like it, that's their problem.
Yeah, if they don't like it, I can find a new barber, I guess.
I plain it, Ray. You got to go to the barber to get it cut, and you're paying him, so he shouldn't be fussy.
I'm not complaining, not really. This is a good guy. I've known him for years. I knew him when he first started out as a barber over in the other barber shop where I used to go. It closed down. The beeper died, passed away, and left. And he was one of the few that was left in the crowd that was over there. And I found out where he had opened his shop. Been going to him since. And I'm happy with him. I hope he's happy with me, Jordan.
As long as they cut your hair to suit you and makes you happy and you don't do anything to make him mad, everything will be hunky-dory.
Yeah, it works out pretty good. Besides that, he plays a guitar, and if we ever get time between cutting heads, we might try to get together on it. Gary, I think I'll run in and get me a cup of coffee. I'm getting kind of hoarse for some reason or other, but I guess that goes with the territory. It's not the virus, though. It's something else. Go get me a cup of coffee and settle back and get ready for a bedtime here before long.
Good idea, Ray. I'm going to get Joy to, she's probably already done it, got me some coffee brewing. And when I get off Ned here, I'll have a piece of that pound cake I was telling Dad about. And I ain't going to eat a whole big old piece. I just kind of thin this late at night. But I'll have me a piece of pound cake, a cup of coffee before I go to bed.
Pound cake for me. Next time he makes one, I'll save you one.
Kind of like a deal with me. You tell Miss Edie that we said hello, and I hope y'all are staying safe and continue to do well. And enjoy the talk, Ray, as always. And like I said, I'm gonna sneak off up that way one of these days real soon. And we'll sit down and have a cup of coffee and chit-chat for a spell. But y'all take care, and I'll talk to you a little bit later. Enjoy it, Ray. Do I have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Y'all KI-4 DOS.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4 XB. Name is Tommy. I'm in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on net.
Say good evening to K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Wayne we said hello. Last rescuer I got is Mr. Al, KI4MLN, down there in Malden. Al, you still around with us?
I got it. I agree with that. That couple calls you got is pretty cool. But one thing I've just seen, I know my signal's not real good, but you know, what's funny, Ray, is that tonight my brother said to me, he goes, well, what do you call Chris up to change up? He goes, you got to understand him when you come over, he goes, he can't wait for a lot of time. I said, we're not going to wait for a lot of time with nothing. I said, you're in my chair. I said, I'm going over there, I'm going to rough those floors out. Within about an hour and a half, I'll pay you for your time. I'll be out of there. I said, I don't waste time with nothing. Yeah, $4 million.
You can't afford to waste time. You know, they put so much in a day, and you start wasting it, and then you lost the whole day. So I don't blame you for that.
Yes, think about buying a suit, and I've heard a little bit. You know what it is? He's got the same conception of mine that most people do. Now, he doesn't understand. He said he's got 20 blocks to do. Well, you know what? If I finish my block, and as long as I can get my job, he's a cool guy. But he doesn't know me, and he doesn't understand that I'm not gonna. I want to pay him for his time. I've got the $150 to pay him the job. I'll pay him if he don't need the money. Yeah, I will. I'll pay you the money for the job. That way, put it on YouTube, whatever you want to do. But Gary, you know what? You know I'm an honest person. I'm not gonna jerk nobody around. I'm doing what I gotta do. You know I will. I don't want to hold you up because I know it's time to get coffee to go to bed. That's not what I do. But I think it's funny that people think about blindness, people with other disabilities, they think blind people can't do anything. That's kind of sad.
It is sad. I tell you what, you amaze me with a lot of stuff that you do and have done in the past, and you can't see. You know, it's a disability, unfortunately. But there's a lot of folks that have other things that are wrong with them, and they don't even try to do anything. And I tell you what, you know, I don't know many sighted people that would try to solder with their eyes closed, and I know you've tried it and have succeeded at it. You know, burnt your fingers a little bit, but you got the job done. So, I don't know. It's a bad way to have to word it, I guess, is you know, being a disability. It is in some respects, but others, it's you know, you got to do other things to make up for it. So. I don't know. I'm just rambling on a little bit.
What's funny, I asked the help aide when she helped me take my shower. I said, how many blind clients do you have? She said, you're the first blind person I ever dealt with. I said, really? I said, did they teach you anything in school about blind? She said, no. The nurse in the hospital, we were walking inside a guy, and she's trying to make me lead her. I said, wait a minute. I said, if you're going to want me to walk behind you, you've got to show me that. I showed her, and she said, they never taught her that nursing school. I said, that's sad.
You know, but it's pretty much common sense, and there's a lot of people don't have any of that.
You're never going to get no answer. I realized for a while I was kind of negative about how things were going the last couple months. And I realized the only way I'm going to succeed is think positive. Even if I don't make it, at least I know if I give it a college try, I'm in better shape.
Let's try. And, you know, all these inventors, they didn't invent the stuff on their first try. They failed time and time and time again until they finally succeeded. So the best they do is just to keep on trying.
I think what's important is the fact that I can't quit, can't give up. I got to get it done, and I will. And, you know, Gary, the thing that hurts me is I don't mind thing I'm a jerk, that's fine. Like I told a girl one time, I said, the only thing I know how to do is drink, swear, and work on cars. I said, well, I'm good all three of those places. And she laughed about it. You know what? She borrowed money from me, which I thought was pretty funny.
They can laugh all they want to, but you know what you know.
What I think is funny is the fact that
that last question, Al, you're frying eggs on me down there now.
I was going to say, Ray City has something with his coffee. I forgot what it was. It was, I forgot what he said, what his coffee had.
You're talking about Ray. He was just going to go get him a cup of coffee, and I said I was going to have me a piece of pound cake, and he said to eat one for him. And next time meet him, bake pound cake, he'd save me a piece of it.
That's good. I'll finish
you take care, and you get you some rest, and we'll be looking forward to talking to you again real soon. But in the meantime, you take care, and don't take any wooden nickels. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Hotel. Is there a lot of static on the repeater tonight? Over.
Barry, Al's on an HT inside his house down there in Malden, and sometimes he gets off his X just a little bit, but that's where all the noise is coming from on him. I don't guess I'm noisy on you tonight.
It just seems like noisy over here in Central. It's not like normal. Normally the repeater is really, really clear, over.
Well, I don't know, Barry, what to tell you on that. It sounds good here at the house, but I'm up here in Easley, and I do sit on top of a hill, so that does make a difference sometimes.
Over. Thank you, Gary, so much. 73 is to you in the net tonight. Over.
Take care, and come back in here and talk with us anytime. We'd love to have you. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Let's come about wrap it up tonight. I'll give my computer the net report and let it do its thing. There you have it. We had a grand total of 59 tonight. A good net. Appreciate each and every one of you out there at Radio Land. Y'all come back tomorrow night and give Mr. Matt, WG4MC, a good dose of rider's cramp. He'll be calling, and Like I said, come back tomorrow night and talk with Mr. Matt. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks out there at Radio Land checked in with us tonight. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.